Yeah, we're on.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Thank you, Cheryl. Hey, Marge. Hey, Kathy. Hey, Radioland.
Hey, Marge. Hey, Kathy. Cheryl, how you doing? I love your introduction, Cheryl.
So we are here for Growing with NTI. And we're going to start with prayer. It's Connie's turn. Hopefully, she'll do as good as I did last week. Because that's
Okay.
what it's all about.
Comparisons.
Right.
Okay. I'm being needed right now. Thank you, God. Thank you for the time together with these loved ones of mine. I'm very appreciative. I'm very appreciative for this opportunity. And I so want to speak the words that you would have me speak. I'm very grateful. Thank you and amen.
Amen.
It's okay.
Yeah, that was really good. I'm gonna have to step up my game next week. They say that they cannot hear us. Connie was whispering her prayer. Can you hear us now? Very low. Well, we haven't changed anything, so from other weeks. Sound any better? No? Anyway, I turned it up. Does that sound any better? Hello. Right now they can't hear us at all. Oh, Mark says yes, it sounds better. Cheryl, Kathy. They can't even hear us. Cheryl and Kathy can't hear us. Okay. Still can hear, but definitely low. Well, I don't know what to say, guys. Which I say, to my knowledge, there's nothing different. Yeah, much better. I had my lips on the microphone.
Yuck. It was not a pretty scene.
Let me just see if there's anything to be done settings wise. So, oops, wrong setting. Coming, guys. Hang on a second. Apologize for the technical delay. Okay,
Might
honey.
put
Thank
that
you.
high rack in your truck.
I can get it, Tom. You don't have to do
Oh, I'll
that.
do it.
Okay, let's see. Levels. Oh, well, let me turn it up.
In the back seat.
You can probably
Oh,
hear Tom
in the
now.
trunk. Oh, in the trunk.
Be sure and take that little box there by it. Sorry, we're just doing all kinds of things here, y'all. Much better. Okay, good. Good. I did it from settings. Thank you all. So that did it.
Okay.
Okay, all right, you gotta pray again.
I don't think I can spit out that much sincerity again. You better tell them where we are.
We are at we're on page 306 of NTI, 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Okay, so it says, set aside your thoughts of division. When you see them in your mind or in the playing out of thought within the world, rejoice. What you see is not true. Be happy that you have found willingness to deny that which is false. For inherent in its denial is the willingness to accept only that which is true.
You ain't me.
That's right. Jake in the elevator. You ain't me. Yeah, and you know, it's like we go, well, wait a minute, my thoughts. I've been listening to my thoughts for 56 years. All of a sudden, I'm going to like not believe my thoughts. But what this is saying, the good news is you only have to be willing. Just like A Course in Miracles told us 30 years ago, it's in the willingness. Be happy you have found willingness to deny that which is false. So it's just the willingness to go, to question the thoughts. You know, what is it Byron Katie says about that? The only source of pain is an unquestioned thought. You know, so it's just the willingness to go, wait a minute.
Yeah, and she also says, are you going to believe your story?
Yeah.
Which is the same thing. It's questioning that we think is true. When things don't go our way and we're going, oh, this always happened to me, you know, are you going to question your story? Are you just going to go along and say, oh, this always happens to me?
Yeah. Yeah. The door that is opened is the doorway to the light, which is also the doorway to yourself and your brothers who are one with you. In passing through that doorway, you cannot return. For to return would be to pass from awareness to the belief in lack of awareness and division. So I want to read that again. In passing through that doorway, you cannot return. For to return would be to pass from awareness to the belief in lack of awareness and division. So door only goes one way.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and the opening of the doorway is really just that willingness to question your thoughts, your belief in the false.
Yeah, but I do think that that there's a consistency that's required in that. You know, you were saying the other day something about being enlightened in every moment.
To one thought at a time.
To one thought at a time. So, you know, it's not a carte blanche, as they would say. You know, oh, I'm enlightened now. I don't have to worry about it. I mean, and worry about's probably the wrong terminology as well.
I don't have to be vigilant, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think, as I was pointing out the other day, when our friend Sarah came into town and we hung out there for a couple of days, I was just so cognitive of my thoughts all the time. Because when I would say something and it wouldn't ring true, I'd go, ee.
Yeah, a little off.
That was a little off. And it was just conscious, being conscious of that thought, or the vigilant of that thought, and knowing when it was off.
Yeah.
And that's all that this is saying here. Or at least what you were saying was that it's in that every present moment, each and every moment.
Yeah.
It's not a carte blanche.
Okay. One who knows wholeness after experiencing the lack of wholeness knows illusion is no substitute for truth. He shall not choose illusion again. But being one mind with all that he thought was separate, he shall remain as a memory to call the mind that sleeps into wakefulness, that all that is whole may know itself as one and whole again. It is your brothers who are you in truth. Look beyond their illusion, and you look beyond your own. Forgive them their mask, and you forgive your own. Accept them as innocent and as love, and you accept yourself. Reject nothing that is true and accept nothing that is false, and you free yourself of your own willingness.
Yeah, and I think the course says that as you give, you receive an exact and same proportion as that which you give.
So Jesus said that was our lesson of, I don't know, last week or something. Measure for measure, the measure you meet shall be meted unto you, or something like that
Right.
in biblical language. Yeah, and it's because I mean, I can't see division over there and see wholeness here.
Right.
Right? And of course, the miracles also says, you must look within before you look out, right? You have to find the wholeness in you and look out from that wholeness. You don't look out from division and hope and somebody will return something to you that looks like wholeness. That's just
Right.
not how it works.
Right. Yeah. And our brother is our perfect savior in that, because we see people do that all the time. Whatever's going on in their mind, they take out and project in the world, and they get the same back.
Right, because that's how the law, divine law, works.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Tom's taking care of his sister-in-law. She forgot her phone at the restaurant. He has to go get it. Bless his heart.
Thanks, Tom. Don't forget to take your phone, honey. Okay. Do everything in love, which is trust and acceptance within the world. Do everything in love, which is trust and acceptance within the world. In this way, you look beyond the world to the truth that is your reality, and you accept it into your heart once again. In this way, you greet your brother in his truth, and in this way, you greet and welcome yourself.
And that is so, that's packed with so much stuff. Do everything in love, which is trust and acceptance within the world. Well, we've already figured out that knowing what true love is a big step. So the best you can really do, I mean, we all feel that love, but acceptance and trust is about as best we can convey that love in this world. You know, if I'm accepting and trusting the things that are coming from you and not being, conflictual with them, or I'm just trusting and accepting them, that's as much as I can convey my love for you, and not being argumentative and, all taking issue, and it's just trusting and accepting what my brother is doing.
Right.
And the other thing I wanted to say in the second sentence is, in this way, you look beyond the world to truth that is your reality. You know, and that's, once again, this is just the over and over this New Testament and all the ways that are possible, restate what forgiveness is, and that is, it doesn't matter what it looks like. If you can just trust it and accept it in your heart, you've forgiven anything and everything, and that's what's going on here. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah, and I like that they defined love as trust and acceptance. The Holy Spirit defines love as trust and acceptance within the world, because wait a minute, let me get this. And I wrote about this last week. I'm not sure where my journal is, but if you're whole, if you're lacking nothing, what is there to distrust? What is there to reject, right? I mean, it's like, and again, we were talking about Byron Katie a while ago. I was saying that there was a whole snafu about getting something delivered today, and I said I wanted it this weekend, but it's coming early next week. And I told Tom, I'm like, it's perfect that it's coming early next week. Do you know how I know? He's like, no, how? And I'm like, because it's coming early next week, because it is, right? So that must be the perfect time for it to come. And you know, that's what Byron Katie teaches over and over and over again. If you're at odds with not just your brother, but the circumstances of life, right? Then you're putting your faith in lack, right? You're putting your faith in, I'm not going to have what I need when I need it. I'm separate from the flow of life. I mean, it's just a complete division to reject or to not accept things exactly as they are. You're creating that division. You're continuing to, you're remanufacturing it if you see something that you quote unquote don't like and reject it or fail to accept it, right? But you're digging yourself deeper in the hole. You're separating yourself from it by your rejection of it.
And I think that's why it says within the world, because they're in heaven. That's what heaven is wholeness, right? So in the world,
It's a demonstration of your wholeness
it
too.
is a demonstration. It's the attributes of wholeness in the world is love,
It's
is
trust.
trust and acceptance, which is an attribute, which is love, which is wholeness, which is,
Right,
it's that
exactly.
sameness of all that is, really.
So let's read that paragraph again. It was jam-packed. It's a good one. Do everything in love, which is trust and acceptance within the world. In this way, you look beyond the world to the truth that is your reality, and you accept it into your heart once again. Yeah, and again, that's that. I said I was going to read it through, but I'm not. I'm going to stop there because that really is that idea of, the code that we've talked about, where you feed your reactions back into the collective mind, collective consciousness, whatever you want to call it. You feed that back in. So by encountering everything that you encounter with trust and acceptance, you feed trust and acceptance back into collective consciousness. You not only on a microcosm level, what I think I see, what I see experience, what I experience, I think, right? Not only on that level, but on a human consciousness level. You're feeding hate, anger, rejection back into the collective consciousness, or you're feeding trust and acceptance, love, back into the collective consciousness. And that comes around again, and that's what it says here. It says, do everything in love, which is trust and acceptance within the world. In this way, you look beyond the world to the truth that is your reality, and you accept it into your heart once again. In this way, you greet your brother in his truth, and in this way, you greet and welcome yourself. There is only one. All else is false. It is an image over the truth, which remains true behind it. It is a mask on the light that is you. It is nothing permanent, and so it is not real. It deserves gratitude as an expression of freedom, but ask to give it nothing more. Say thank you and give it release. Peace be in your mind, for there is nothing to fear. All that you give to yourself. Let the gift that has been given be appreciated and let go. It is only a reflection of your freedom. It is not a reflection of your truth. That's just really, really, really sweet. It's like it's saying, say thank you. Guys up screaming in your face. Thank you. Right? It's gratitude. To the universe, to the beingness, to be able to experience this, but it's not real. It's Connie, you were talking about this a while ago. You want to talk about your experience with the when you re-listened to the interview with Jack O'Keefe?
Where I was talking about, if I can get back there. Yeah, she was saying that that awareness was playing itself out. The consciousness was awareness, or consciousness was all it is playing in its own mind this experience. And she was suggesting that we look at it from that perspective, that it's just being played out by consciousness, and that way we don't have to get so caught up in it.
So it's all that is playing a grand game, and
There's nothing,
there's nothing to be in a heap about, as the
yes, and
Beatles
I
would
was saying
say.
that I like that explanation because a lot of the explanations say, oh, you left God, and you've done a bad thing, and you've left God, and you better find your way back home, right? And you're bad.
And did I mention you're bad?
And so this is saying, that this has just been a sidetrack that was taken, and not to get real caught up in it, and you'll be okay.
And I was saying that Eckhart Tolle was saying the same thing in The Power of Now. It's just a grand game being played by consciousness, and consciousness is, that's the call home. Is consciousness is like, okay, ollie ollie in free, right? Come on, that was fun. Let's come home. It's the call home, and that's the call that we follow, that we feel, and that we follow. It's the prodigal son, right? Again, from The Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle was saying that's what Jesus was, I mean, that's what the Bible was talking about when it was talking about the prodigal son. It was like, when he came home after he squandered, quote unquote, squandered his fortune, he was loved even more than when he left, right? And it's talking about how it's just the richness of experience, right? It just deepened. I mean, that's what consciousness, or whatever you want to call it, isness, beingness, essence, they're like there, like, I'm not part of that, but you get it. But it's just like, ooh, let's do this, right? And like, wow, wasn't that fun? So it's just the deepening of experience. Of so it's not a bad thing, it's like it's a good thing.
Yeah, but something that's important, I think, in all this is it is just a mental thing.
Sure. Well, because there's no such thing as form. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And so that is why we're called to forgive it. And the Course says, if this was real, then it wouldn't be forgivable.
It'd be tragic.
It'd be tragic. But nobody's really doing anything, and they seem to be making mistakes. They seem, but there's really,
There's not even they.
there's not even a they. I mean, I seem to be making mistakes that I'm projecting out, and then are being projected back onto me, right? I mean, it's
But
just,
there's not even a separate I to really to that. It's
yes.
just even that concept, even the splintering into separate,
Yes.
is
But
an absolute part of the
I'm
game.
referring here to 12 through 14, was saying, in this way you look beyond the world to the truth that is your reality. You don't believe in this false reality. You see it as something being played out. So even the guy that's spitting in your eye, there's no real reason to be mad at him, because it's just a fabrication of the mind.
So is the guy, and so am
Yes,
I.
yes.
So there's nothing going on here.
There's nothing to forgive, but if you don't forgive it, then have imprisoned yourself.
Right, because you seemingly solidify
Yes, you're doing that, what you were talking about before with
the perceptual loop.
the perceptual loop, and what else did you call it?
The code.
The code.
And the truth is, and this is what we're just saying, the truth is there is only one.
Yes.
Having a high old time.
Yeah, or seeming to slight people or whatever.
There is only one. All else is false. It is an image over the truth which remains true behind it. It is a mask on the light that is you. It is nothing permanent, as you were emphasizing, it is nothing permanent, and so it is not real. It deserves gratitude as an expression of freedom. Woohoo! Didn't we have a good time? But ask to give it nothing more. Say thank you and give it release. Peace be in your mind, for there is nothing to fear. All that you give to yourself. Let the gift that has been given be appreciated and let go. It is only a reflection of your freedom. It is not a reflection of your truth. In truth, you are whole. In freedom, you are an expression. That's just exactly what we were just talking about, an expression of all that is, right? The truth is, there is only one. It's that one isness, essence, consciousness, playing.
Homes.
It's wholeness playing like it ain't whole. Like there's millions or however, 7 billion or however many people that write. It's
It's
just
giving itself something to play with.
plus every blade of grass, plus every tree, plus every,
Thought.
plus everything. So it's just, that is the expression. So in truth, it's the one, it's the whole, it's the essence, it's the isness. In truth, you are whole. In freedom, you are an expression. Release the expression you no longer want. Know yourself as whole and free again. Amen. Hey, Dove. Hey, Debbie.
Hey Debbie. Hey girls.
And Dove's here.
Hey Dove. Peace be in your mind, for there is nothing to fear. I was hearing somebody the other day said, in that enlightened state that you don't know fear. That's part of the enlightened state.
Yeah,
You can
there's no
see that.
self to fear,
Right,
right?
right.
Yeah. So I've heard. Debbie says, "Hey, sweetheart. Hey to your girls, Autumn and Savannah. Hi, girls."
Hey guys. All right,
Okay.
so we are ready for a whole new chapter.
Yep, we are. Second Corinthians. Second verse, same as first.
That's pretty much it.
Right. Okay, this is page 309 of Holy Spirit's Interpretation of the New Testament, the Holy Spirit's Interpretation of 2 Corinthians. NTI 2 Corinthians chapter 1. This is a letter to you from your own Holy Spirit. Listen to him as you read and know your own guidance. Through what is shared through you, you shall learn who you are.
That's what we're doing.
Amen. Everything that comes to you for your healing. There is nothing that you experience that cannot have that purpose if that is the purpose you give it. But hear me well. I have said that is the purpose it will have if that is the purpose you give it in italics. If that is the purpose you give it. This is because of who you are. If you do not give the purpose of healing to your life, it shall not have that purpose. And no experience can bring to you that which you do not desire. Yet the opposite is also true. If healing is the purpose that you give to all things in your life, then all things shall have that purpose, and no thing can occur that does not have that purpose. for you choose your own blessings. And the one who chooses healing is the one who knows he is blessed. And you know, that's, man, that's just really powerful. amen. Cheryl says, ding, ding, ding.
Get away with words there, Cheryl.
But yeah, I mean, that's really it. And I mean, and how beautiful is that? My God, if it's all about my healing, then if I am having the crappiest day I've ever had in my life, right? If I'm using it for healing, it's all good. It's all good. And I had a day that once upon a time, today, once upon a time, I might have described as crappy. I've told this story a couple times, but I drove 75 miles to a store that emailed me and said, "We got your item." And I got there and they're like, "We don't have this in stock." but it's all good, you know. I did use the day for healing, and just, you know, with just miraculous results. Now, it doesn't mean I have the item I went to pick up. They're delivering it next Tuesday for free. But it was just you know, there's you no longer, again, it's what we just read in 1 Corinthians, you know, you're no longer battling the world, right? You're you begin to appreciate the circumstances of your life as gifts, even if to the average observer they wouldn't seem to be a gift. Because if you know, we talk about keeping our spiritual aspiration in mind, holding that out in front as a beacon. But if my whatever particular flavor my spiritual aspiration takes, the ultimate aspiration is, I want the truth. I want to know my truth. You might say I want to be only love, right? I don't know. What's your spiritual aspiration? Do I put her on the spot?
No, my spiritual aspiration is stepping through the fear.
Yeah, it's to step through the fear. So, I mean, whatever the aspiration is, it's some version on show me the truth.
Right.
And so if that's your goal, you absolutely cannot fail at that goal. You cannot fail, and that's exactly what this is saying. I did enjoy the journey, but that's what this is saying, is you can't fail. If your purpose is healing because of who you are, that's what every circumstance, every encounter, every person, every wisp of air will be about healing, because you call out the purpose, and because you are creator, that's the purpose that everything will serve.
Yeah, and it's nice to think about that healing being a reparation, a reparation? Is that the word I want?
I don't know.
Of the mind?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, in line with the courses.
Sorry. Hit y'all with my tea, sorry.
Teaching that that it's an undoing of the mind that the separate, the seemingly separated mind that is the undoing of the illusion, is the undoing of the ego, is the undoing of the separate self.
Yeah, can you tell me where you started that sentence again?
Just reading this, talking about if healing is the purpose that you give to all things in your life, and that. I don't know, just talking about healing, it's made me think of repair. As repairing what the separation.
Assuming the separation, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Catty K?
Why can I write these things of you in confidence and certainty without exception of any kind? It is because I know who you are. I know your purpose is your purpose, because I know your freedom. I know nothing can take the purpose that you choose from you. Nothing can deny you the experience you choose to have. How are you to interpret the events in your life so that they may bring you joy? You are to interpret them truly and not with confusion. Confusion says that the events in your life are lord over you. Confusion says the events in your life may bring you joy or sorrow, or pain or peace, or fear or safety, or danger or frustration, or any number of feelings, thoughts, and reactions. But always, confusion says the events are lord and you are subject, in all circumstances, to react accordingly to your lord.
That's that whole forgiveness thing again. You can see how it repeats itself and repeats itself, which I think is the reparation. Because instead of seeing it as they were talking about in the page before, as you know, as a good, joyful thing, anything that comes up, if you see it as confused or wrong in any way, if you put that spin on it, then you're going to be in that confusion and frustration.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to feel blown about. Subject to the vicissitudes of life. Yeah. From pillar to post, all of that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's read this next paragraph. The true interpretation comes from who you are. You are not subject to a lord who rules over you. You are lord of your own subject. In other words, your experience is given you because you have chosen it. And so, if you would have another experience, you must choose differently.
Yeah, and that's real hard. I remember that, getting that lesson early on in the course, and thinking, well, I didn't choose this flood.
Right. When your business flooded,
yeah.
I didn't choose that. Yeah, I didn't pray for rain.
Yeah. Yeah, what stopped making me responsible? But, you know, that is that confusion. Because it's all about the healing. So the circumstances are going to be there for the healing.
Right. So the circumstances are what they are.
Yeah, and I may not have chosen them directly, but they were chosen as a part of the one mind.
Right, 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 right. And whether you experience yourself as a victim of circumstance will help determine not only, again, it's that perceptual loop, not only what occurs in the future to you personally, seemingly
right.
personally, but to the circumstances that the entire human race experiences.
Right. So yeah. So I can not accept that and not learn that and stay in the confusion and then get back in that perceptual loop due to the confusion.
Yeah. Or you can hold your spiritual aspiration out in front of you as a beacon and go, man, this doesn't feel good, but help me see what's in it for me to see for my healing. And you're unwinding the mind. You're unwinding the belief in separateness
in
the body.
And I think that's so important that you pointed that out. Yeah, what it is, what are we to do with these seemingly circumstances that would seem not to be of our choosing? Okay. There must be a different way of seeing this. It's back to the original Course in Miracles. There has to be a different way of seeing this. Help me see this.
Hey, did you get her phone?
I did, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Huh?
I'd have to have an 88 IQ to not go out.
He thought I was insulting him. He went after the phone, and then he came back, and I said, did you get the phone?
An 88 IQ.
All right. So let's see where we are. All right. So, but it's just as you said a while ago, you can choose to remain in confusion and go, that son of a, or and react to it as if you were a victim of circumstance, or you can do what we just talked about and go, okay, what am I to learn from this? What am I to see about myself in this, right? Those are your two choices. And it says, if you would have another experience, you must choose differently. If you'd have one other than the, oh, poor me, I'm a victim of circumstance, then you have to consciously choose to find the healing in these situations.
Yes, just to see everything as a gift
Right.
because everything's about your healing.
Right. Exactly. So this next chapter starts with, do not change your mind out of fear, but out of love. For love is the only power that is real. When you change your mind out of fear, you attempt to change your experience because you believe your experience is Lord. Yeah. So if I hold my mouth right, and make the right prayers and meditate for exactly 30 minutes a day, then God and the universe and Satan will have mercy on me. No, right? I mean, it's like, it's not, you don't change, you don't do it because you want, it's not, it's again, it's not looking to your outer circumstances. You don't change what you're doing so that your circumstances will change, right? Because that's still belief that you are a victim to the circumstances of the world. You change your mind about what you're doing because you want to learn that you are not victim of circumstance.
Yeah, and the course says it pretty succinctly in
Gotta be a lot more succinct than that. What's it say?
let me see if I can get it. You can't fix a problem within the problem.
So if you're still believing you're a person and you still believe in you're a victim, you're still, yeah.
Yeah, the problem is fixed by knowing the truth. Not being caught up in the muck and the mire and the fear.
And not petitioning some distant God to fix all this these circumstances for you so that then you'll be safe.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is once again is the forgiveness lessons because it's saying these seemingly circumstances are not the truth of you.
Right.
They're not the truth of your brother, whatever he may seem to be doing. So overlook this and see what there is to see here. What is the alternative way of looking at this? What is my blessing here? What is my gift here? What is my healing here?
Tell me what I'm still believing.
Exactly.
So, again, when you change your mind out of fear, you attempt to change your experience because you believe your experience is Lord. In this case, you wish for a different experience because you believe a different experience is needed to bring you joy. Again, you're still seeing yourself in lack, right? As
Right.
if you need something outside you to bring you joy. This purpose denies who you are, and so you shall learn that you are who you are, not through choosing this experience. I read that wrong. Well, let me read it again.
Okay.
This purpose denies who you are, and so you shall learn that you are who you are not through choosing this experience. So, yeah, you're just teaching yourself again. Oh, I'm this poor little body subject
This always happens to me.
to. Yeah, I mean, right?
It always will happen to you too.
Right? Yeah, it'll continue to happen to you. Even if you get lucky or you think God has interceded on your behalf, you're still believing that you're subject to the circumstances of life, right? So, and that's a denial of who you are. To learn who you are, do not seek an experience that will give you what you want. Choose instead to be, and here it is, this is the succinct version.
Okay.
Choose instead to be independent of your experience.
Right, and that's what Jack O'Keefe was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that this seems to be playing out in awareness and consciousness, but I don't have to participate in what would seem to be the muck and the mire.
In choosing independence, you learn you are not subject. And when you have learned you are not subject, you are free to learn you are Lord. To forgive a circumstance or event is not to separate it into segments and to judge it and to determine where there is guilt and where there may be innocence. To forgive is to look at a circumstance or event as a whole without separate parts and to know that one whole can have only one purpose. And then remember that the circumstance is not Lord, which chooses its purpose, but you are. As Lord, you may choose the purpose that will bring you to the joy of release. In choosing this purpose, you choose to forgive the idea that you could be what you are not.
I think that's so cool to know that one whole can have only one purpose. And that, you know, that, and that's where we started with the healing.
Yeah, well, and you said that while, yeah, it is where we started. We said, you know, consciousness is, you know, it's like, okay, ollie in free, right? It's time to come home, right? We played this game, time to come home, and that's the call, right? That's the call to awaken from this dream of separation.
Right. To let the mind be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And come home.
Yeah. Know then who you are. Look on the world with new eyes. You are not the effect of what you see, but you do feel the effect of what you choose. You are the maker of experience. That's pretty powerful. You are the maker of experience. Experience is not the maker of you. It is for this reason that you do have a choice. Will you let experience tell you how to feel? Or will you let how you feel tell experience what kind of experience it is to be? Go ahead, Connie.
Will you let how you feel tell experience what kind of experience is to be? And that's what we're talking about. If I'm feeling victimized, that's what I'm projecting, is that victimization. But if I'm knowing my wholeness and knowing that even when circumstances come up that wouldn't necessarily seem to be indicative of my whole mind, there's a truth there for me. There's a gift there for me. And I don't have to see it as the experience telling me how I feel.
Yeah. Let me give me 1 second. I want to get my journal.
Will you let experience tell you how you are to feel, or will you let how you feel tell experience what kind of experience it is to be? That's pretty powerful stuff there.
Yeah, and some of you may have heard me talk about this journal entry in my teaching last Wednesday, but this is hang on a second. I was having some issues with my husband, and so this is a journal on that. I think it's on point. So if, with your permission, Connie, I'll read
sure.
This. It says, you see your relationship with Tom as a measure of your self-worth. You were told this was to be a holy relationship, and you believe that. However, you have used the relationship to create a most unholy alliance with your own sense of unworthiness. You can no more measure yourself by looking to relationship than by looking to anything else in the world. Love is something that radiates from within, and it is not something that can be measured by what it reflects upon. Your task is merely to give love. It cannot be measured by its reflections any more than you can. There are no failures here. With whatever measure you give love, you will know you are love. That is the task set before you. Can you love without the necessity of having that love reflected back to you in a way that the thinking mind can use as proof that you are good, you are desirable, you are loved? Love is extension. It does not need to hear its own reverberation to tell it what it is. You are love. You will only begin to recognize this as you learn to extend love without the necessity of its return. And I think this is really saying the same thing here. It's let me see where we just were reading. Experience is not the maker of you. Let's see, will you let experience tell you how you are to feel, or will you let how you feel tell experience what kind of experience it is to be? So again, are you going to be at the seeming mercy of circumstances, or are you going to extend the truth of who you are? You know, are you going to look outward to let the world tell you who you are? Because it can't do that. And if you do that, you're going to find lack and limitation, and
you're always going to be the victim.
You're always going to be the victim.
But
and
if you recognize it as a chance for that healing, then that's what the experience is really about. Sorry.
Yeah.
No,
it's good. If you look, yeah, I mean, because teach what you would learn, teach love, for that is what you are. I mean, all of those things. I mean, what my journal just said, I mean, it comes from within. So if you're looking out to the world to tell you who you are, you're letting it tell you what your experience should be, and then you're in that perceptual loop, right? It doesn't work that way. You can't, you're not the effect, you're the cause.
Exactly.
Right? And so, and we get it reversed.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad you came up there, because that's the truth of it. That whether we can see it directly or not, that the truth of it is that you are the cause and not the effect.
So again, experience is not the maker of you. Let's see. You are the maker of experience. Experience is not the maker of you. It is for this reason that you do have a choice. Will you let experience tell you how you are to feel? Or will you let how you feel tell experience what kind of experience it is to be? Always you may choose healing, if that is what you choose to feel. Always, because you are Lord, the world and all of its events may come to you to heal you and to soothe you of the pain that comes when you have chosen to forget that you are and truly always will be the Lord of all you choose to experience.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. That takes to the end of NTI 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Cheryl, we did NTI 1 Corinthians chapter 16 all the way through 2 Corinthians, the end of 2 Corinthians chapter 2. So there's a few minutes left. Cheryl, I will let you, if you're so inclined, play a song for us to take us out. And do your announcements, but anyway, I'm going to do whatever you're going to do. I'm going to turn over this mic.
Heal your mind.
We love you guys. We appreciate the opportunity to teach what we would learn, to extend love, you know, to do all the stuff it's telling us to do. We appreciate doing that with you. We love you guys, and we will see you next week.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
begins. Oh, 'cause everything here has to fall apart. But in the ruins of a broken heart, I found peace like a river to attend my soul. Hope running over when I let go. I found joy that was hidden for all these years, and love overflowing to wash over everything. Here at the end of me, love overflowing.